I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Poor Thomas. He really does get a bit of a rough deal, doubting Thomas. And yet I think there's many in our society that would see where Thomas is coming from. There are times when we prefer to see things for ourselves rather than take someone else's word for it. It's not like Thomas was the only one coming to grips with the nature of the resurrected Jesus. The first of Jesus' disciples to see the risen Jesus, Mary Magdalene, thought that he was the gardener at first, because how could someone who was so brutally killed be alive and talking with her? When Jesus called her name, Mary recognized him, then went and told the other disciples. Later that evening, the disciples are still gathered together in fear when Jesus appears to them and says, "Peace be with you." And poor Thomas missed out. We're not told why he wasn't there, just that he wasn't. And he is disbelieving of what he is later told. And really, who can blame him? It sounds truly incredible. The next week, Jesus appears again, and this time Thomas is there. He sees, he believes, he recognizes and names, "My Lord, my God." And then we get this beautiful quote from the risen Jesus. "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Those words are not just meant for Thomas. When Christian writers felt compelled to write the Gospels, to commit to the written word much of what Jesus said and did, it was a generation after the events of that first Easter. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. These words are for the next generation of Christians who heard of Jesus' teaching of hope, his healing of the marginalised, his ministry to men, women and children, and found something that spoke to them so deeply that they became part of a movement that was marginalised and that was dangerous to belong to. They heard about Jesus' life, death and resurrection and were transformed by the ideas. They were transformed by the ideas shared by those first apostles and shared by all of those who followed them. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. These words are for all the believers that have followed through the centuries. And while not all perfect, they were inspired by faith, hope and love to share the stories of Jesus and the apostles, as well as sharing their own faith and reflections, so that we exist today as a community of faith gathered here in Toorak in the year 2019. We are separated by time and distance from that first Easter, and yet we are connected, living lives transformed by our faith, empowered by God's eternal love, which is exemplified in Jesus' life, death and resurrection. Belief in God, or faith, is not the same as science based on empirical research, but neither is it opposed to it. Faith and reason are not mutually exclusive. A life informed by faith doesn't mean we stop learning about the world through science or art or philosophy. Our curiosity and desire to explore are part of what makes us human, whether it's discovering more about the physical universe or contemplating the very nature of being. Faith is not a matter of proof. The existence of the divine can neither be proven or disproven. Faith is about connection. Brené Brown is a social researcher in the US. Through her research, she developed this definition of spirituality. Spirituality is recognizing and celebrating that we are all inextricably connected to each other by a power greater than all of us, and that our connection is grounded in love and compassion. Practicing spirituality brings a sense of perspective, meaning, and purpose to our lives. As Christians, we identify that power as God, the eternal, infinite God who lived our human life in the person of Jesus Christ and who continues to inspire us through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Faith in God, living as a disciple of Jesus Christ, completes my humanity and connects me with people now and throughout the Christian story, as well as with the God who loves me. Doubt is not the opposite of faith. Doubt and uncertainty are part of the journey as we explore our connection with the divine and with each other. Faith does not have the answer to every question. Just as none of philosophy, art, or science should claim to have all the answers to every question. These are all ways of engaging with the world, and they all have something to offer, and they are not mutually exclusive. Believing in Jesus should be liberating, not restrictive. A life that embraces our connection with God should be expansive and life-giving, not only for us, but for all of those we share our lives with, who will hopefully see the light of Christ in how we live our lives. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe, and may we be a blessing to those around us as we take Jesus' resurrection to heart and live as hope-filled resurrection people. Easter is a season. It will continue until the Feast of Pentecost in June. And while we should always live as resurrection people, my invitation to you for the next 6 weeks is to take some time to reflect on what faith in the resurrected Jesus means for you. Think about and pray about the ways that you could or already do embrace being a person who is loved by the God that showed us love in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. One more quote from Brené Brown on the nature of faith. Faith is a place of mystery, where we find the courage to believe in what we cannot see and the strength to let go of our fear and uncertainty. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.